consider its ruling because Vernon Madison now suffers from dementia and claims he can no longer remember the crime that put him on death row. States are prohibited from executing prisoners whose mental states prevent them from understanding their punishment. And the FBI says it's recovered nearly 2,000 bones believed to have been taken from ancient Native American burial sites at a missionary's home in rural Indiana. The FBI's Art Crimes Unit making the discovery while sifting through artifacts collected by the late Donald Miller, a 91-year-old Christian missionary who died in 2015, nearly a year after the FBI had seized over 40,000 relics from his collection. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 35 degrees in Flemington, and it is partly sunny. There is a slight chance of snow and sleet before 11 p.m., and then snow between 11 and 2. Nighttime snow accumulation less than half an inch, and that was last night's forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 39. Tonight, there's still a slight chance of snow, mainly after 4 a.m.
Why bother telling people this?
I don't know. Little or no snow.
People are all asleep at 4 a.m., Jennifer. It's been snowing lately at 4 a.m.
But when they wake up...
I want pertinent information that I can
use. Well, it's going to snow between now and Monday. How's that? And Monday morning when you wake up, there might be a fair amount of snow on the ground.
What's a fair amount, Jennifer?
Could be 6 inches.
6 inches of snow?
Possibly. Or it could warm up and it could rain. It's too early to tell.
Who's saying there's going to be 6 inches of snow on Monday?
Dan Zarrow, New Jersey's own weatherman.
I've had it.
Wait, you just bought a house in Vermont and you had it with snow.
I've had it with the weather forecasters.
All right.
Trying to scare everybody.
Right now it is sunny and 32 degrees. So enjoy that weather and enjoy the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Genesis?
It is. Because on the last program 2 weeks ago that you were here, you made an announcement that you couldn't dance.
I did. I said that on the air?
You did. Go to the archive.
What were we talking about?
I brought up
me and my dancing ability.
I don't remember.
Did I really say that?
Of the archives.
And you just held on to that little nugget for 2 weeks here?
I did.
Good morning and welcome to the library show. I can't dance, by the way. I mean, I can dance. I just can't dance. You know what I mean? Do you? Are you a good dancer, Jennifer?
No.
When was the last time that you danced?
I don't know. Like my sister's wedding.
Okay, sure. And when was that?
Quite a while ago.
Like a year ago?
No. 14 years ago.
So the last time you danced...
I mean, danced officially.
Yeah, 14 years.
Uh-huh. I believe so.
I just don't know what to say about things when you give me information like this. I don't know how to process it. Like, you've never been out somewhere at a bar or a restaurant. Not a restaurant, I guess. But bar out somewhere and there's a band playing. And you might have danced. That hasn't happened in 14 years.
Yeah, it has, but not like... You have to look at Snapchat. That's all I'm going to say.
Why? There's a picture of you dancing?
Well, not anymore, because Snapchat disappears.
But there was no such thing as Snapchat 14 years ago.
There was not.
All right, I just got to let that lay. Good look morning, it, welcome to the library.
I came to the
show.
Meeting prepared last week, so you can't give me a hard time today. Yesterday, so you can't give me a hard time today.
I wouldn't rest on your laurels over there. I think you should dance more often, Jennifer. I mean,
I do.
No,
just
you don't
not.
Have to be good at dancing.
I know.
Dance.
I just not in public.
Oh, well, that counts too. I think that's a big thing. If you get comfortable,
the Dalai Lama
do
said,
now.
"Dance like nobody is watching."
Weather forecasters.
I'm really sorry.
And now your dance card has gotten under my skin. Good morning.
Deep
and
in your very soul.
To the library show.
James.
What?
Deep in your very soul, very heart of you.
Why, what's that?
I've got you under my skin.
I'm almost going to walk. No. Good morning and welcome to the library show. Sorry, Jennifer Winberry. If we put on a good song, what song did we play right now that we can get you to dance and we'll turn on the Facebook feed?
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's the library show starring a...
Charlie Jim Thatch.
Yes, Everything's Bothering Jim Thatch.
Why are you cranky today?
I got good reason. And then Jennifer Winberry, the... What do you call someone that doesn't like to dance? The...
I say I didn't like
the
to.
The rhythmically challenged Jennifer Winberry? Right. I bet you're a good dancer. I mean, that's the shame of it all. I bet you're a good dancer, and you haven't done it in 14 years. That's all I'm saying. We're broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, it's the last day of February. Spring is on the horizon, which means New Jersey Makers Day. It also means the Friends of the HCL Annual Book Sale and the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We have all the details for all three of these great events. What's going on now over there?
Where?
It's something, I can hear this in my headphones.
What?
Somebody's soft shoe dancing or something.
It was the end of the video.
Jennifer says... If history repeats itself, she is so getting a dinosaur. We have a full schedule of concerts, movies, story times, speakers, book clubs, etc., etc. in the month of March. We have some trivia and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. We're going to have a long talk at the first commercial break.
About what?
Why you're so cranky.
Sometimes people can be cranky. It's
you don't let me be cranky.
Because you're cranky all the time.
True that. So, you mentioned spring. I'm going to cheer you up right away. Because I got two spring things. So, I'm going to let you rest and regroup.
Go ahead. Hit me.
I'd like to. So, tomorrow's March 1st, and the Jim Thatch bookmark will be out. Now, why are you scowling? That's not going to make you happy?
I'm not. You can't relate our expressions over the radio, Jennifer. That's what the beauty
You're
of radio
scowling.
Is.
So it's a snowman who's got a sad look on his face, and he's slowly melting.
He is indeed.
And if you're not familiar with Jim Thatch's bookmarks, every month he creates a new one, and the month is usually hidden in there, although my favorite one remains the March, the year he did the March with the March sisters from Little Women.
Oh, I really there was no March in that one.
There were four marches in that one. I really liked that one.
Technically. Oh, gotcha. Very
good. And then he hides the letters HCL and leaves it to
It's been going on 31 years now, Jennifer.
Yes.
These hijinks.
So, and this one ends, it starts with mountains of snow and ends with tulips. So stop by the library, any one of the libraries.
Little spring
tomorrow.
Commentary. Do you like it?
I do. Very much so.
Thank you.
And I think we're going to start a new segment.
Okay.
Every week I'm going to read a poem. There's a new rising poet.
Wait, do I have any veto power?
You do.
All right, go ahead.
There's a new rising poet in Britain.
Yeah.
Julie Stevens. She and I have been friends since 1983.
Really?
Really.
And wait, she lives in England?
Mm-hmm.
And she used to live in Hunterdon County?
No, I went over there as an exchange student.
Oh.
In high school, and I stayed with her family.
I never knew you were an exchange student.
No, it was. I mean, it wasn't an exchange student. It was with the band. We went over for a couple weeks, and I stayed for a week with her family, and we stayed in touch.
Really?
Well, and they visited us once.
What's her name?
Julie Stevens. And I'm not saying anything that's not publicly on her Facebook page, so I'm not giving anything away. Julie was diagnosed as MS, with MS, many, many years ago. And she's starting to feel some serious effects from it. So she started writing poetry. And Jumping Jewels Poetry is her Facebook page and on Twitter. So you should definitely check that out.
Okay.
I put it on our Facebook page on the library and a little blurb about today's show. And she writes really wonderful poems.
We should have her on the show sometime.
I'm trying to figure out how to do that. She saw the show last week because I streamed it. And she saw it, and that's what gave me this idea. So I wanted to read her. She just posted a new spring poem.
Okay.
So I'd like to read it.
Please do.
It's called New Life. The excitement that spring can bring, I feel it everywhere. It's the time of year that brings us hope, clears out winter's despair. Spring is carrying new life, waiting for us all to see. There's a real cacophony of sounds right now. Music from every tree, orchestral birds performing, their melodies fill the air. Swallows, swifts, and nightingales, all working hard to prepare. I tremble at the very thought, my worsening legs can't wait. Spring is delivering bounds of energy, new strength it might create. Daffodils are swaying nervously, their soft yellow petals huddle tight. They peer out over towering green stems, waiting to fill the light. Butterflies swoop over a waterfall of colors. Headlining bees burst free. Sleepy hedgehogs are waking now. Acrobatic frogs I can see. I pray that spring will fix my tiredness, my aching body, my tripping feet. I hope it will all end my struggles and finally let me sleep. I see new lambs and baby chickens. Spring really has brought new life. I see flowering blossoms on trees galore, but has it forgotten my plight? I hear people tidying and making new, cleaning and throwing out. I see squirrels running on branches high, but did spring not hear my shout? This energy spring has brought is bounding everywhere, but my body is really no different now, is still in need of repair. I guess this life that spring delivered is really not for me, hasn't got any magic or healing powers that I need to set me free.
That's Jumping Jewels. Beautifully written. It's a little sad, unfortunately.
She's written some very humorous ones, so maybe I'll find one of those for next time. But definitely look up Jumping Jewels Poetry on Facebook. And follow her on Twitter.
Has she been published?
She's trying to get published. She's getting some noticements from some national.
Very good.
Poetry organization.
I enjoyed that. Thank you for reading it.
You're welcome. And I'm going to take us to our first commercial break. We will be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting with Jennifer Wittenberry. We're talking about the Hunterdon County Library. I'm also going to tell you about a comedy night happening tonight. There's a note here for radio hosts to talk about this. I'll do the due diligence, Jennifer. Laughs for Literacy, sponsored by Ha Ha for Humanity, which helps life through laughter. Jennifer presents comedy night at Willie McBride's. Ever been to Willie McBride's?
I have not.
It's over by where Cryan's used to be.
Okay, I know where it is.
Right off of 22?
Mm-hmm.
So they're having a comedy night to benefit Room to Read and Sweet Reads tonight, February 28th, from 6 to 9 p.m. Willie McBride's at 1270 Easton Turnpike in Branchburg. It looks like they're going to have four comedians. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. $30 in advance or $40 at the door. Their ticket price includes pizza, salad, buffet, and a belly full of laughter. Hope the jokes tonight are better than the ones on the flyer. So if you like a good comedy night, nothing like a good comedy night, Jennifer. When was the time you went to a comedy show?
I saw Matt Dolan not too long ago.
Oh, that's right. You have a friend who's a comedian. How's that going for him?
Pretty well. I think.
Does he still host trivia anywhere?
In Watchung is the closest place that I know. I think he does it up in.
You ever go do it with him?
Yes, I haven't been this year yet. Usually in the fall, it's a fall trip.
Okay, it's time for Today in History. I should have said that before the music stopped playing.
Yeah, that's right.
This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date. Today is February 28th, 2019. I'll give her some events that happened on February 28th in years past, and also some people who were born on February 28th. Jennifer, let's go back to February 28th, 1827. The first railroad in America that offered commercial transportation of both people and freight is incorporated. Which railroad is that?
How about the Pennsylvania Railroad?
Incorrect, but it is one of the monopoly railroads.
Well, then it could be the Pacific.
Incorrect.
The B&O.
The B&O is correct.
Baltimore and Ohio.
The Baltimore and Ohio Railroad on this date. Well before the introduction of cars and airplanes. Right? Cars weren't until the early 1900s, right?
Yes.
The horse was king until the iron horse came along, Jennifer, which was the train. 1935, Jennifer. What does DuPont scientist Wallace Carruthers invent on this date in 1935?
Crazy glue.
It's a good guess. This is impossible. It could be anything, right? He invented nylon.
Oh. I didn't realize it was that late.
Nylon used for stockings. I don't think it's used for stockings anymore, is it? Women's hosiery?
Not nylon, but a derivative.
Nylon is used for what? Parachutes? What is nylon used for these days?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, Jennifer, 1940, February 28th. What sport is televised for the first time?
Baseball.
Incorrect. Basketball.
But I'm answering with such authority.
I don't know. It's still wrong.
I know, but you say that's good that I do that.
Yeah, but when I don't know the answer too, then I believe it. But if I'm staring at the answer and you give me the wrong answer, well, then that doesn't really help your cause, does it?
No, it really
doesn't. Madison Square Garden, Jennifer, was the site of the Fordham University versus the University of Pittsburgh basketball game, the first one televised ever, 1940. And then finally, Jennifer, you'll get this one. A television history in the state in 1983.
It was the last episode of MASH. Very so good. Long farewell, goodbye. Farewell, goodbye, I think.
The last episode of MASH aired. I was in college.
Actually, that's a funny coincidence because
I was a freshman in college, I think.
I was a freshman in high school, and tonight was supposed to be the band parents meeting about the trip to England, but nobody was going to go because of the last MASH episode, so they rescheduled it.
I bet that had a little tie-in.
I have a Today in History before you go to Born or Die today. From 13 years ago, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
What happened on this day?
2006, February 28th. Something at the library?
Connected with the library.
2006.
Two things happened on this day.
What happened?
I closed on my house.
Oh, on this day?
On this day.
Oh, very good. 13 years already, huh?
Yep.
That's good. That mortgage must be attacking the principal now.
The interest has gone quite down. I'm pleased.
I bet.
Yes.
And
what?
You said there were two.
No,
things.
I was. The day we signed the contract for the house 2 weeks earlier was the day we opened the headquarters library. It wasn't the day we closed.
Maybe after the renovations?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, born on this date in 1903, Vincent Minnelli.
He was in a movie called The Pirate.
Was he?
Which was quite scandalous. He directed the movie The Pirate. And he was Liza Minnelli's father.
Yes. He was a famous film director. Fell in love with one Judy Garland on the set of Meet Me in St. Louis. And then eventually became Liza Minnelli's father. I don't know. I don't know if I should mark that correct for you. 1906.
He did direct it.
Yes.
Yes, so.
The Pirate?
Wasn't he?
Probably, but I was looking for a more famous movie, and you didn't even mention Judy Garland, his wife.
I mentioned his daughter.
Born in the state in 1906, Benjamin Siegel.
Wait, you're not impressed that I knew he directed The Pirate?
Not really.
I don't know Benjamin Siegel.
I've never seen The Pirate.
It was quite...
Why was it so scandalous?
Because...
People dance in it?
People dance in it, and because Judy Garland was rather scantily clad at different times.
Oh, in The Pirate? Yeah. This was probably after Meet Me in St. Louis. Okay, Jennifer, Benjamin Siegel, any idea in 1906?
No.
Went by a notorious nickname of Bugsy.
Oh, Bugsy Siegel, yes. He was a gangster.
Yes. Started a casino in Vegas, I think was gunned down for, I don't know, wronging the wrong guy.
I thought it was the pirate he fell
Lucky
in love with Judy Garland.
Luciano. This pirate thing, let's just drop it, can we?
Okay. But you're like you're related to a pirate.
I am. So I don't like to flaunt it. No, I don't. 1923, Jennifer, Charles Durning. This is a tough one.
He's an actor. And he's one of those actors that, like, oh, yeah, he was in that. Oh, yeah, he was in that.
Exactly. That's good.
But
you got to give me something he was in.
Was he the father on Everybody Loves Raymond?
No, that's Peter Boyle. I know he's played Santa Claus a bunch of times in movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The movie I know him best for, probably his best role, was The Sting. Did you ever see The Sting?
I did.
He was the detective that kept chasing Hooker around.
Right.
Because he gave him counterfeit money or something like that. Big role in The Sting. Great movie.
Uncredited in Scarface.
If you're out there and you've never seen The Sting, it's a classic of American cinema. You need to see it. Probably right now. You don't even have to listen to the rest of the library show.
You really do.
We probably have it in our DVD collection at the Huntington County Library.
You're right. He was in a lot of Christmas movies.
Scott Joplin music throughout. Newman and Redford. Classic roles. Robert Shaw from Jaws.
Oh, you
fame.
Know what? He was the priest on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay.
He was just there for the lasagna.
You're a big Everybody Loves Raymond fan, huh?
I watched it a lot.
So Robert Shaw from Jaws played Doyle Lonigan, the bad guy. And the great twist ending, or a great ending to that movie as well, where the audience kind of gets stung too, Jennifer. Great movie. Please tell me you've seen that.
The Sting?
Yeah.
I said it at the beginning. I had.
Okay, good. Okay, 1931, Gavin McLeod was born. On February 28th.
He's most famous for being the captain on the Love Boat.
Very good. What was his character's name?
Captain Steuben.
Good.
And
but before that, it was very famous for another role.
Oh, he was on Luke Grant or Mary Tyler Moore Show?
The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Murray Slaughter, the news writer. Yes. And then finally, Jennifer, same year, 1931, same date, the great Dean Smith. I think we mentioned that he died last week or the week before.
And guess who didn't remember what
he did? Yeah, what did Dean Smith do, Jennifer? Okay. He had a big impact on my life. Well, no.
Oh, he was a basketball coach from
very good.
North Carolina.
The North Carolina Tar Heel. Longtime basketball coach, human rights activist.
Shaquille O'Neal played for him.
Civil rights activist, I should say.
Yes, I
was. Shaquille O'Neal did never played for Dean Smith.
Oh, who was it?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Yes. And that's today in history.
See, it was a big impact on your life that made me remember.
Yes. I mean, I just loved the way he coached basketball and made me become very interested in basketball.
Very good.
Unfortunately, I was never good enough to play for Dean Smith.
Nobody died?
No. Nobody that piqued my interest, anyway.
You've made me very sad. So tell me about Maker's Day.
What are you doing over there?
Checking to see if anybody's watching, listening.
Why? You're looking for jewels, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, so I mentioned at the top of the show we have three big events coming up this spring. Three tentpoles event. Of course, we have still have all of our concerts and speakers and book clubs and youth services programs, et cetera, et cetera. We have three huge programs coming up as well. The first one is March 23rd. March is tomorrow, of course. It's New Jersey Makers Day. And we celebrate at the South County and North County branch libraries. Jennifer, there's a lot going on. Actually, I forgot the flyer, the most recent flyer.
For South County or for North County?
For North County.
I have it right here.
Okay, why don't you tell us what's going on? Why don't you explain what New Jersey Makers Day is?
And
then tell us what's going on.
It's a day of technology, simple technology and more complicated technology, weaving. It could be as easy as weaving or origami, or it could be robotics.
You just ticked off every weaver in the world.
Why?
Jennifer, because you said weaving was easy.
No, I said simple as basic.
Okay.
I did not say easy. I'd say it was easy. It's not easy. But as elementary, you know, hands-on, low-tech. See, you make it worse, Jim. And I don't have there's not a full list on our website. North County, there will be sewing, beading, slime making, weaving, 3D printing, origami coding, crafting, scribble bots, soldering, FTC robotics, and battle bots. And at the South County Branch Library, There will be demonstrations by Holcomb Jemison Farmstead Museum, Arm Knitting, Delaware Valley Bead Society, South County Origami Fans, Rojo's Roastery, and Siaka's Confections. Activities will include toddlers' crafts, bead shooters, spy decoders, binary code necklace bookmark, duct tape pouches, circuit bugs, Lego challenges, assembly stations, and really obnoxious noisemakers.
So March 23rd, Saturday, March 23rd, get your family, collect the family, come down to either the South County branch, the North County branch, or both. I believe it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And watch some demonstrations and actually participate in some demonstrations. You may learn a lifelong hobby thanks to New Jersey Makers Day. The Friends of HCL book sale will be coming up at the end of April, April 26th through 29th, to be precise. It's the 23rd annual Friends of HCL used book sale. This is the big one, their big fundraiser for the year. So Friday, April 26th is their preview sale. Saturday, April 27th is the first date of the sale proper. There's early bird admission hours between 8 and 10 a.m., and then regular admission starts at 10 a.m., goes to 5 p.m. Sunday is half-price day at the book sale from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. All the books that were full price on Saturday, and when I say full price, I'm only talking 50 cents to maybe $2 at the most, Jennifer, will be half-price on Sunday, April 28th. And then Monday, April 29th, they added this a few years ago. It's bag sale day from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. They give you a bag. Well, they don't give it to you. You pay $5 for a nice ample-sized bag, and then you fill it up with as many books as you can cram in there, all for $5. The book sale, of course, is at the Grange Building at the South County Park Fairgrounds on Route 179 in Lambertville. Before they have the book sale, of course, they have to have their book drives. There's two book drives this year, April 13th and April 20th. Those are Saturdays. At the fairgrounds, you can drop the books right off at the Grange Building. The book drive hours are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 13th and 20th. So just if you have a vast amount of books you'd like to donate, just load your car up, drive on down. We have volunteers there that will unload your car for you while you sit there and listen to the radio. If you have a smaller amount of books that you'd like to donate, you can drop them off at any of the county libraries, and we'll make sure they get to the sale. What they accept for donations, hardback and paperback books for adults and children, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. What they cannot accept are LPs and vinyl, cassette tapes, former library books, encyclopedias, outdated computer and business books, reader digest, condensed books, advanced reader copies, textbooks, catalogs, and magazines. That includes National Geographic, torn, soiled, moldy, or mildewed, or badly worn items. The prices, I'll be more specific. So the first day on Saturday, hardback and large trade paperback books are $2. Mass market paperbacks and children's softcover books are only 50 cents, which means on Sunday those prices will be cut in half. There will be some special items that will be individually priced and found either on the sale floor or in the special collections boutique. All books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories. If you'd like to volunteer to help with the book sale or join the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, we'd love to have you. Just email the Friends at FOHCL. I'm getting this wrong. Oh, it is Friends in there. Sorry, one more time. So the email address again is FOHCLFriends. @gmail.com. Proceeds for the book sale, of course, help the library provide services and programs and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. So we thank them for that. And then finally, the last event, we're going to start having applications out and sending flyers out shortly for the HCL Annual Outdoor Art Show and Sale happening on Saturday, June 8th. A week after Hunterdon County's Community Day. This year, we're going to provide a $500 Best in Show cash prize. So what we do is we set up snow fences on the lawn outside the Hunterdon County Library, and 50 to 75 I think it's a limit of 75 of the best local artists come out, show their work on the fences. The art is for sale for the most part. Then we have judges. We have three judges this year. That's a new wrinkle that will be judging the show and be awarding the aforementioned Best in Show Award, as well as first place in the three categories, which are student, adult amateurs, and adult professionals. There's also a public choice awards. There'll be music provided by Marshall's Dixieland Band. This is a fun festive day to come stop by the Hunterdon County Library, meet some local artists, maybe pick up something for behind your couch in your living room.
Or your new house in Vermont.
Or your new house in Vermont. Yes. Very true. So that's each outdoor art show and sale. We'll be talking about this every week moving forward. So we make sure to save that date if you are an artist and you want to win a chance of $500. Or you're an art lover and want to see all the talented artists and artwork that Hunterdon County boasts. Jennifer, very, very art, very art-friendly county, Hunterdon County.
It is. It is. And we have some upcoming programs in between all those. And we have one exciting announcement about the North County Branch Library. This Sunday, they're going to begin to be open, as well as the headquarters library, from 1 until 5.
That's good news.
That is very good news.
North County Branch Library is located on 65 Halsted Street in Clayton, New Jersey. We have a full schedule of winter spring concerts at HCL from now until June. Last night, Echo del Sur visited us. The music of the Andes, very popular. They are all from Colombia, I believe, in South America, and we've had them several times. The next concert will be Wednesday, March 13th at 7 p.m. It's classical pianist Paul Bisaccia. He'll be playing the music of George Gershwin, among others. Then Wednesday, March 27th, all the way from Scotland, Jennifer, Scottish folk singer Jim Malcolm tours the USA every couple years and always adds the Hunterdon County Library to his itinerary. We're happy to have him Wednesday, March 27th at 7 p.m. In April, we have Variety at the Library with Jack McDade, local celebrity. AJ and Rick and Melissa Charwin's. There's a little bit of variety show, some music, some comedy. Always very popular. That's Wednesday, April 10th at 7 p.m. Wednesday, April 24th, bluegrass fiddler Travis Wetzel travels up from Tennessee, like he does every April, and performs for us, which he's been doing for well over two decades. Wednesday, May 8th, we have Moss Henry and the Bryophytes, a new band for us, folk country bluegrass band. And then a very popular country band will be coming on Wednesday, May 22nd. We've had them many times. Borderline, Bob and Terry Suter. And Bob Harris?
Yes.
Is their other guitarist. Very popular country band that plays throughout the area. And then we wrap it all up for the spring and summer before we start our summer concerts, which I can tell you about. I've got them booked, Jennifer.
Oh.
The Belltones will be here on Wednesday, June 12th at 7 p.m. in the Hunterdon County Library meeting room. This is a new band for us. Think of the Andrews Sisters or all those great girl groups of the 1950s and 60s. And the Belltones will cover all of that. So I'm looking forward to that show. I booked that one just for Jennifer.
Thank you.
And then every summer we move outside with a series of concerts at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library for money that they made at their book sale, I'm sure, Jennifer. We have two concerts in the North County Branch, which have not been booked yet, if I'm not mistaken. But the three performers have been booked at the Hunterdon County Library, so if you want to save these dates, we kick it off on Wednesday, July 17th with the Summer Swing Orchestra. They've been at the North County Branch the past 2 years. We've invited them back to perform for us at the Hunterdon County Library. So all your great swing classic songs. That's Wednesday, July 17th. And then we go up to the North County Branch the next Wednesday, but then the Wednesday after that, Wednesday, July 31st, we welcome Due South, the country band that we had last year. Very popular, performs throughout the area. They play new and classic country. Due South Then up to the North County branch again on August 8th, and then back to wrap it up at the Huntington County Library on August 15th. Am I getting these dates right? Is it 14th or 15th? What day is Wednesday?
I will look right now. Will you tell us what it is?
And the last concert will be Rave On. The music of Roy Orbison, Buddy Holly in the 1950s and 60s with Rave On, the very good group Chris Rozelle, who was actually good friends with Peter Tork, who recently passed away, Jennifer.
14th.
The 14th. This is August Wednesday, August 14th. Was friends with the Monkees. Peter Tork toured with them quite a bit, actually, back in his day, Chris Rozelle. But now Chris has his own band called Rave On. And if you've never seen them, I highly suggest that. Even Jennifer will be dancing at that one if she comes.
Yes. I came last year.
And you didn't dance? You must have.
I must have.
Okay, very good. Okay, that's the winter spring schedule. It is currently, the time of day is 11:42. We have about 15 minutes before Jim Gannot stops by in his show, Taking Care of Business, at 12 noon. We'll go to our last commercial break, and I have a little bit of trivia for Jennifer, if she's so inclined.
I'm so inclined.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry and Jim... I almost called you Jim Gannot. Jim Gannot will be in about 15 minutes to take care of business.
Okay, I got some trivia for Jennifer. Every once in a while, I bring some trivia questions that I have written. And test Jennifer's knowledge and ones that I think she'll be interested in. But let's see. I will start with some general trivia for you, Jennifer.
Okay.
Which professional sports league has the most teams in it? The NFL, the NBA, the NHL, or the MLB, Major League Baseball? Which one of those leagues has the most teams that compete against each other?
say Major League Baseball. It's wrong.
It's the NFL, Jennifer. 32 teams in the NFL. There's 31 in the NHL. I believe the NBA and Major League Baseball both have 30. A Godfather trivia.
Okay.
You've seen The Godfather?
Many times.
What was the last name of the police chief that Michael Corleone guns down in Louis' Italian restaurant?
It was an Irish name.
That is correct.
Oh, no. Hagen, Tom Hagen was the... Nope.
McCluskey. What type of door is divided in half horizontally?
Dutch door.
Very good. So the bottom half can remain shut while the top half is open. Dutch door is correct. How many presidential first ladies are living?
Let's see. There's Melania. There's Michelle. Hillary Clinton. It's three. Nancy Reagan died. Barbara Bush died. Let's say three.
The correct answer is five. You forgot Laura Bush.
Oh, yeah, well.
George Bush's wife. And Carter's.
Rosalind Carter.
Rosalind Carter's still alive.
I was wondering about that. Apologies to Laura Bush, who was a big advocate of literacy and reading.
I don't think you've seen Talladega Nights, have you?
What is it?
The movie Talladega Nights?
No.
Okay, moving on. In the TV show Happy Days, Jennifer, what word does the Fonz have trouble saying? There's actually two words that he has trouble speaking.
Thank you. Well,
sorry and wrong. He like stutters when he says he's wrong about something, Jennifer, and laughs ensue. Here's a little Vermont trivia question for you. Name, what is the name of the river that forms the border between the states of Vermont and New Hampshire?
The Green River.
Incorrect. It's the Connecticut River, believe it or not. Did you see the Grammy Awards?
No.
Oh, okay, moving on. Here's your literature question. In the book Gulliver's Travels, what is the name of the first country he visits? In his travels. Gulliver. Lemuel Gulliver.
It's not Lilliput. I don't know.
It's Lilliput.
It is.
Yes. So since you said it's not Lilliput, I have to mark that wrong. There's a statue, Jennifer. I'm sure you're all over this one. There's a statue in Times Square.
Okay.
Of this composer.
Gershwin.
Who wrote the patriotic songs Over There and Grand Old Flag.
Gershwin.
Incorrect.
Oh, Cohen. George M. Cohen.
George M. Cohen, the King of Broadway, is correct. Why did you think it was Gershwin?
Because, I don't know.
You were insistent on that.
I was.
Okay, Jennifer, who said that? Going to give you a famous quote from a movie. I don't want the movie. I want the character that actually uttered the famous line.
Okay.
I'm the king of the world.
Nope.
While he's standing on the bow of a ship.
I know.
A ship that's going to sink shortly.
It's in Titanic. It's Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know the character's
Jack
name.
Jack Dawson. After all, tomorrow is another day.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Very good. Houston, we have a problem.
It's Tom Hanks in Apollo 13. I can't come up with this character.
Jim Lovell. Say hello to my little friend.
Nope.
Tony Montana and Scarface. My precious. Talking about the ring, the Lord of the Rings. Gollum or Smeagol, that creature that the ring gave a natural long life to, Jennifer. A boy's best friend is his mother.
Mrs. Gump.
Norman Bates from Psycho.
Same thing.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Patrick Swayze said it in Dirty Dancing. I don't know the character. Patrick Swayze.
You just don't know any of these characters' names?
I don't know the characters' names.
Johnny Castle. Yeah. There's no crying in baseball.
Nope.
Jimmy Dugan, played by Tom Hanks again in League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
Again, it's The Shining. It's Jack Nicholson. I don't know the character name.
Jack Torrance. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Vito Corleone.
Michael Corleone. And then finally, there's a bonus one, Jennifer. Cinderella's story, out of nowhere. A former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion. It looks like a mirror. It's in the hole.
I don't know his name. He's from Caddyshack.
Correct.
Bill Murray.
Correct. Carl Spackler was the character's name.
I've done the gopher dance from time to time.
Oh, yeah. I think you did it on the show before.
I did.
Okay, Jennifer. And then finally, this was your 100-point question. Only three teams out of 16 got it correct.
Wow.
I bet you get it correct, then. In the game of Scrabble.
No.
There is only one tile for each of these five letters of the alphabet. Name the five letters of the alphabet that only have one tile in the game of Scrabble.
Q, X, and Z.
Q is correct. X is correct. Z is correct.
J.
J is correct.
Would you be surprised to learn I'm a Boggle player, not a Scrabble player?
You got a one in whatever how many letters are left in the alphabet, Jennifer.
One
you
can probably, two.
But you can throw out, you know, the vowels and things, right?
Because
there's multiple vowels,
right?
So your odds are better there.
Turned down to 1 in 16.
Because you know R, S, and T always have multiples, so you're down to 1 in 30.
Let's try V.
V is incorrect. Actually, the teams that missed it, most teams did say V. The other letter is K.
Really? Because you never need a double K for much.
K. Those are the five letters of the alphabet.
So you could never make the word kick in Scrabble.
Never make the word what?
Kick.
Kick? No, you couldn't, Jennifer.
Interesting.
Because that has two K's in it.
It sure does. How about that? Huh.
There, so you learned something.
I was I was thinking about B, but a double B is a good letter to
I don't know if I would have come up with K either, to be quite honest. I don't know if I would have said V. But maybe. Because V is worth like 5 points or something, right? But so is K. It had to be one of the high letter ones or high number, high value tiles. Okay, we have about 2 minutes left.
All right, well, real quick, I'm going to tell you about a program I just booked. It's not till October, so you'll hear about a lot about it between now and then. Author Laura Bradford. She's a New Jersey native. She writes a couple series of books set in the Amish country.
Interesting.
Cozy Mysteries. And she has two Amish romances. The second one's coming out in June. So I'm really going to look forward to welcoming her October 22nd.
Awesome. Is this the one you were talking about the other day that you said
it
you
isn't.
Wanted the booker?
What's
the other author you were talking about?
The other author's name is Ellen McCourt. She's a debut author. And last week we had the I had the library marketing team from HarperCollins on, and they were talking about this new book, Perfect Fraud. And they said, oh, well, Ellen LaCourte just lives in Titusville. Is that anywhere near where you live? And it's right down the road, so I'm trying to get in touch with her.
Technically, they're in Hunterdon County.
It was in Hunterdon County at one time.
At one time.
At one time it was.
At so, one time this was...
Ellen LaCourte, if you're listening by some strange chance, give me a call.
You don't know how to reach her?
I cannot find a social media. I can't find...
Ellen McCourt?
LaCourte.
LaCourte?
Yes.
She should be too hard to track down. She's trying to sell books.
Well, not yet. She's coming out in June.
Yeah, okay.
So I just got a copy of her book Tuesday in the mail. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Great. Well, thank you for that.
So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, even if you're at North County on Sunday, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Nice. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Different views of President Trump's just completed summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, which did end ahead of schedule when no agreement on denuclearization by the North was reached. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying it took two summits for the president to realize that Kim Jong-un is, quote, not on the level. Meanwhile, the Republican Senate leader, Mitch McConnell, says
the president should be commended for walking away when it became clear insufficient progress had been made on denuclearization.
Breaking news out of Israel, as leader Benjamin Netanyahu has just been indicted by Israel's attorney general in a case of bribery and two cases of fraud and breach of trust. The economy's fourth quarter 2018 growth beat analysts' expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The U.S. House is considering a second bill on gun violence today as Democrats yesterday pushed through a measure that would expand gun background checks. And now the measure they're considering today would give federal officials more time to conduct such checks. Neither bill is expected to fly in the Republican-led Senate. Actor Luke Perry is hospitalized. Reports are the 52-year-old Beverly Hills 90210 star suffered a stroke at his L.A. area home yesterday morning. The incident happening on the same day that Fox TV announced there will be a reboot of the Beverly Hills-based show, though Perry, at last check, hadn't signed on to the project. Hyundai and Kia are now recalling over a half million vehicles as the two companies are being investigated by the federal government. The largest recall involves over 380,000 Kia Souls made between 2012 and 2016 because of a fire risk. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Persistent flooding in the Pacific Northwest. An update from USA Radio's Wendy King.
California and Oregon are suffering from flooding after torrential rainfall has soaked the region. The rising Russian River has turned the community of Guerneville into an island. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan in Sonoma County.
The Russian River is rising so fast you can practically watch it creep over the pavement, submerging lane lines on the main road in and out of the town of Guerneville, which is now isolated.
According to authorities, only half of the 4,000 people ordered to evacuate have done so. Farther north in southern Oregon, Coastal Highway 101 has been closed due to too much flooding. Water-soaked earth beneath the highway caused it to crack and slide down toward the ocean. The damage is just north of the town of Brookings.
Oklahoma.